X's and O's thing, but I'm just wondering, is it discussed at all, the Eagles' problems at home? I mean, they're over their last nine, which is kind of uncanny at all.
Just what's most recent, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we talk about.
Just talk about the job that Cordell has done for you.
Cordell's been a man who's ready to go, and he's demonstrated that many times this year. He never knows when he's going to be called upon, such as last week, and all of a sudden, boom, he's in the game for the majority of the game. He's done that on a number of occasions, and whether he knows he's going to start and play or whether he doesn't, he's prepared, and that's the best thing you can say about him.
You guys did a pretty good job of McCoy last time, and you're coming off.
We did a pretty good job against the run.
A lot of weeks. Including Monday against Peterson at all. What does that tell you where your run defense is?
Well, we've done a good job of, I would say, a good job of stopping some of the premier runners in the game. And, of course, it's an objective for us every week. It wasn't. It was an objective coming out of the last season, and so it's very important to us now. On the other hand, you know, Michael Vick ran for 79 yards, so there you go.
Could you talk about possibly having to lean on Hillis again with Jacobs?
Well, you know, the two guys that carried the load a week ago will have to do it to a certain extent. Connor, you know, does know what to do in those situations if it ever came to that, and Bear can play fullback, as you know. So we have a little bit of leeway there.
You mentioned Vic running for 79 yards. I mean, do you go on the assumption that if he's out there,
oh, yeah,
he's 100%, or do you go,
I go on the assumption that he's if he's playing, he can go, you know, because a lot of what he does, as you know, is not scripted. You know, a rush lane will open up and he takes off.
When you talk about your run defense, how much of it has been the emergence of your defensive tackles up front, really, from the beginning of the season?
Well, a big part of the actual right interior runs has been the ability of those guys to control the inside, and they've done a pretty darn good job of it.
Could you have expected to get as much as you've gotten out of the veterans that you've brought in? I mean,
we thought that was the reason they're here, and we thought that they were, if we didn't believe they were going to play well, we wouldn't have them here. So.
You talked a little bit about Beeson yesterday, about having a good voice and whatnot. How about him in the running game? I mean, he's really been a pretty big factor.
Oh, he's been a huge plus, yep.
There's always familiarity in the division, but when it's only 3 weeks apart between meetings, does that change the preparation a little bit only because you know them so well, or not so much?
Well, part of it is that, and part of it is their, whatever the circumstance might be. As they approach us and we approach them, it'll be the same thing. Both teams will make some adjustments. We've had a chance to look at other teams against them since our first meeting, and so you'll make adjustments based on that too.
Did you look back at that game and kind of figure out, for lack of a better way to put it, why Vic was able to get the big running lanes?
Well, we knew that right after the game, you know, right following the game as we evaluated it. And we've worked hard on those kinds of assignments. A lot of that, as you know, depends on how many people are rushing. You know, there's going to be a gap if there's X amount of people rushing. There's going to be a gap, so. And he does a good job of finding it.
Your offensive line is reconfigured, but do you sense that the unit's coming together, finding its way?
I do. Yeah, I do.
You mentioned a similar split with Hillis and Mike.
What's that now? Well, we'll see about that.
Is that more of a hot hand kind of thing?
No.
How do you deal with it?
No.
Or is it more a scheme?
There's some strategy involved.
Even in Hillis' first game?
Yes.
You mentioned Monday on the conference call that you can compliment and then correct when you are making corrections after a win. Have you found that this week? Has that tone carried through, or has it been a different atmosphere at all?
You know, I don't know that it's been a different atmosphere because, to be honest with you, the players have been pretty good by Wednesday. But they've been very receptive, let's put it that way.
Are you going to be interested to see how the fans react tonight at the J-Fund with it kind of a different record than in previous years?
Well, I think anyone's there tonight will be pretty sincere about why they're there. So if they boo me out of the off the podium, you mean? I'm prepared for most things. I don't know about that.
It could be a bit of a rough crowd.
Yeah, it could be a rough crowd. it's a pretty steep ticket to come in and boo the guy.